Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Don't you love it, kids? It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. I want to thank you all for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio and also via my internet Insider Extreme. I'd like to thank everybody who's joining me over there as well on the webcam. I'm not sure if the webcam and the live stream and the BTR feed sync up. I'm sure they're offset a little bit. I don't know. I think I would prefer to probably, at least when I'm talking on the show, listen to me on Blog Talk Radio. But I'm slowly expanding here looking like, well, as you can see, it's just me and the casting couch right now, which you folks are more than willing to, welcome to join me here on my casting couch, Vincent's casting couch. Anyways, I want to thank all my early chatters, Building 7, Guest 7723, Jeanette Smith Online, Lady Slugga, and Tracy Gamore. And we also have some folks over here on the Justin TV, or I'm sorry, the live stream. I gotta get this straight. Over here, some of you are also over here with me on the live stream. I appreciate that. Good to have you there as well. Building number 7 asks, Building number 7 wants to know what headset you're using. Why, does it sound like shit? I was on another show earlier, and they were having trouble hearing me. And I don't know if it's some sort of thing with Skype. I'm on Skype. I'm calling in. This line you're listening to me on is on Skype. And my headset, I forgot the name of it. I don't know the name of it. It's a really nice headset. I've had it for a while. And it has very deep bass. You know, I should go back and listen to my shows. I don't critique my shows enough. I'm sure the few times that I have critiqued my shows, I've noticed that a few, I noticed that I probably should do it more often. Probably deliver a tighter show. Jeanette is asking me if I use Skype to call in and host versus a telephone line. I use Skype to call in. Like you're listening to me on BTR right now on Skype. I also have the phone line connected as well as a backup. But it is what it is. I got to work on the video presentation. Do sort of a proper studio backdrop. Okay, Jeanette is still buffering on BTR. That's terrible. So you're listening. So if you're listening to me on live stream, you're hearing me off of my backup computer. And it's just the built-in mic on that computer, so it might sound like I'm far away, because I am far away. Hopefully I project well enough that you get the idea. I don't know the make and model of the headset. I'll have you really want me to look. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's Plantronics. I don't know. That's all I know. Plantronics. Yeah, it's a nice headset for the internet, for the computer, USB powered. I've had good results with it. Although I come from an audio and a video background where I used to having the enclosed earphones. This is still a little bit rinky-dink to me. Although, surprisingly, these little things right here do quite well. So, I mean, this whole thing called contraption fits rather a lot easier into my backpack than my bulky Sony headphones. But enough of me. It's all about you, the listener, which includes my producer, Amy, who's decided to show up. Thanks for coming by, Amy. I hope you're doing well, honey. I miss you. Feel free to give me a call, 347-826-7667. We have some business to get to. We have our entertainment correspondent, and Dancing with the Stars senior correspondent, your girl Callie, reporting live from Hollywood. Callie, what's going on down there?
That is right, Vince. I am reporting live at the moment. The situation is getting ready to do a thing on the dance floor. I already know who wins, but, you know, I don't want to say who wins exactly just yet, all for the West Coast viewers. What the hell, where's my coffee? Yeah.
Are you watching in are you watching on live stream?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You have coffee.
I forgot you drank coffee.
Yeah.
I thought you were a vegan.
Vegans can drink coffee too.
Exactly.
Just not with milk.
You guys see what I'm wearing tonight?
What?
See what that is? This is my full body jumpsuit I'm wearing tonight.
Wait, there's a commercial.
See that?
How do I close out of it? Wait, calm down. Ah, I see it. Nice. Now, if you would only turn that orange, that would be, you know, prison wear. You'd be all up in San Quentin and stuff. Please don't dance.
Oh, I'll dance later. When I play music, I'll dance. I'll put on some Lady Gaga and we'll dance.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that.
Is there any way you can get your video into my video chat, like in the corner or something?
I don't know. I use YouTube.
That would be awesome.
That'd be really cool.
This is live stream. I'm doing live stream right now.
I know, but I know when I do my shows, I use Ustream, and I don't know anything. I just, you know, it's funny.
I have a Ustream account, too. I don't know why.
Is this from your Facebook? Because earlier I was on Facebook, and they said that you could broadcast live from your Facebook. I was like, whoa.
No, I don't doubt that, but I am not broadcasting from Facebook. Thank God.
Apparently you can do that. I don't know. But, yeah, by the way, why are you going to be all slow motion with the coffee, man? Just rub it in. What kind of coffee is it? It's not Starbucks. Is it Peep? Or is
it
like...
it's Starbucks.
Oh, it is.
Starbucks.
You should get Starbucks to sponsor the show.
I should get Crane to... there's this other place... this little mom and pop shop that I go to all the time. I didn't go out of my way to check them out, but I usually go to them like two or three times a day. But
wow.
Just this one time for some reason I just wasn't over in that direction, so I just picked up a Starbucks instead. I was lazy.
What are you drinking?
But I'm just drinking a small coffee.
Just regular black coffee?
Probably their Pike's roast or whatever the blobbity blob is.
But right now Dancing with the Stars is going on. They have not eliminated anyone yet, but thanks to Twitter, if you're on Twitter, you pretty much know who won and who lost.
Yeah, we all know. Yeah, if anybody who's interested knows who won.
Do you want to tell them? Do we want to tell them? Do you want to spoil it for everybody?
Absolutely.
Well, this is a spoiler alert, everyone. Bristol Penguin is number 3. Kyle, number 2, and Jennifer Grey, number 1. Yeah, she and Derek took home the Mirror Ball trophy. But yeah.
Yeah, she was gonna. She was preordained. I mean, anybody who I'm not even I don't even know anything about dancing, and I knew from the first week that she was gonna win easily. The only person that really surprised me was Brandy. Brandy actually did a lot better than I thought she was gonna do.
Well, she did used to
she
dance
turned out to
when
be
she
a lot,
used to
a
sing.
Lot better. Too bad she can't dance as good as Bristol.
True. But I'm just putting this out there. I put it out on Twitter yesterday. Doesn't Christina Aguilera look pregnant?
She probably is. She's already had, one or two kids?
She's already had one. She's currently divorcing her husband right now. And she looks pregnant. And, like, just a couple of months ago, during the summer, her album came out, Bionic. So, like, what's up with that, man? Like, I called her out on Twitter, and then, like, AOL picked it up, AOL News. I was like, I said it on Twitter. So, if you're not following me on Twitter, then you don't know the news. You look really bored when I talk. I should just shut up.
Oh, no, I'm listening.
No, I'm
totally
not.
Listening.
Mm-mm.
This is important information that she's providing for us here, folks. You should definitely pay attention. Building 7, I'm looking at you. Building 7, I'd like to know what you're all about. Tell us about your name. Very curious. Anyways, so that's it. No more Dancing with the Stars for another, couple of weeks? Oh, they have this Dancing with the, or Ice Skating with the Stars now, right?
I don't want to. I don't know if you're going to watch it, but. Would you watch it?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it one time. If I like it, I'll keep watching.
I mean, there's not really anyone on there that I would root for. Vince Neil, Motley Crue.
Vince Neil, yeah. I wish I had some Motley Crue crew I could play right now.
Pimp Call In. Lovely.
What?
I was reading your blog talk, and, well, I guess it's an instant message to everybody. I don't know. No clue.
So, hey, Brandy's back.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy gets to see. Brandy doesn't even sit out a week. She just comes back the next week. I mean, what the hell? She does like a couple less dances. So what?
No. I like that dress, though.
Yeah, she's got a great body. Brandy's kept good care of herself. She's, 19 now?
like 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, it really must suck that she lost to Bristol Palin.
So, have you been watching Sarah Palin's Alaska, like I have?
I watched, 15 minutes of the last one, but I heard that she lost 40% of her viewers in the second episode.
So, what's your point?
That people are, it's going to get canceled.
Like, before the whole season's over, it's going to just be canceled? That's what you're predicting?
Mm-hmm. And I'm also the prediction that caught it.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Continue. You had more.
I was going to say that Todd and Sarah are going to, you know, split up, get a divorce after this.
Okay. For the insider extreme people who are not in the Block Talk chat room listening, your girl Callie just made a bold prediction there. She predicted that Sarah Palin and Tom Palin would get a divorce. And what else, Callie?
They will get a divorce after the reality show, and also that the reality show will get canceled.
Sarah Palin's Alaska will be canceled. Which, what do you think? Do you think Sarah Palin's Alaska is supposed to be like an ongoing thing? Like it's going to be like every year for forever?
No,
you don't think
it's
just like a one-time thing?
And
you know it's on TLC,
too.
It's on TLC. It's on TLC. It's cable. It's like basically bought and paid for already. So it's not going anywhere. It's going to air. And, it might get picked. It might not get. You will probably not see a second season. I think unless it was just like a smash hit, runaway hit, there probably wasn't going to be a second season anyway. But I enjoyed it. I watched both episodes on demand, and I actually watched the latest one tonight to get fired up for Dancing with the Stars. And I have to tell you, that is a beautiful family, and they are living the American dream.
Fame.
And I think
fortune.
I think a lot of people are Jesus. Are Jesus? Yeah, a lot of people are Jesus. A lot of people are jealous. Jeanette Smith online. I really wish I wish she could call in. She's having a hard time listening to the show. People are saying it's her, and other people are complaining of buffering. Why don't we, folks in the chat room, if you all want to wake up and give me a thumbs up, where you can hear what we're saying right now. If you want to join us, it's Vince in the Bay and your girl Callie. We're talking about Dancing with the Stars, which for us here on the West Coast is still being broadcast. Right now, Christina Aguilera is performing. No doubt she is promoting something from that new... She's coming out in a new movie with Cher, is that right?
That is right. It's called Bullet. Also starring Julianne Hough. You also might know her as Derek's little sister, and she also has won a couple of Mirror Ball trophies, too. Hello?
Hi there.
I want to give a big shout-out to Ronnie Rucker. I love you, and I have your babies. Wait, I'm your daughter. That would be incest. Never mind. I just love you.
Did you just say you wanted to have his baby? Or you have his baby? Like you kidnapped his existing babies?
I don't know. Something about babies. I don't know. I don't know. But I see him in the live stream chat.
He's in the live stream chat. He is not, however, in the BTR trap, but we do have Four Aces Presents, and look at Mr. Four Aces Presents, pimping the same avatar as me in the BTR.
Ooh.
What's that all about?
Your stalker.
Yeah, that's my turf, bro. Anywho.
Why is there a rerun download this episode?
What episode?
Ronnie is saying that there's a reason to download this episode. and he's a guest in the BTR.
Oh, he's a guest in the BTR. Oh, he's listening as the guest, I see, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was his question, though?
He just made a statement by saying that there is a reason to download this episode, so... I better not be turned into a lion or anything like that. Because when I say that stuff on Twitter, he retweets it, and I think people people think I'm like a crazy person or something like that. Because I'm like, I love you and you're awesome, and like he retweets it, and like I think probably his fans think I'm weird.
You are weird.
Thanks. Makes me feel a lot better about myself.
You're welcome.
We should have our own reality show.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Very nice.
What would you call it?
Callie and Vince in the Bay.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I'm not really. I just want you folks to know I'm not married to the Vince and the Bay thing. It's just it's been on my thing ever since I signed out of BTR. I've just been Vince and the Bay. There's no other Vinces at all, so I might as well just be Vince.
Okay. You've not found a Vince on Blog Talk Radio?
You can refer to me as Vince. I'm fine being known as Vince in the Bay. It's fine. Actually, on my live stream, I think it says I'm Vince in the Bay, too. Whatever. It's all good.
It's your claim to fame, your claim to Blog Talk Radio fame. So when I say
yeah.
Vince in
I'm
the
sure
Bay,
there's a, there's,
everyone knows
I'm
who
sure
you are.
I'm sure there's a way, like, if I put my head to get my head, if I use my head... I would figure out the way to streamline my live stream audio with my BTR audio so you folks are hearing the same thing on both sides. But what the thing you get on the Insider Extreme in a live stream broadcasting room, when I play the rock and roll that I typically play here on the show, you get to hear what I'm doing while I'm playing the rock and roll.
Behind the scenes.
Exactly. Anyways, why don't you join us here? It's Vince in the Bay and your girl Callie holding it down here on Disorderly Conduct. The number is 347-826-7667. This early edition of Disorderly Conduct. We are starting an hour earlier than normal, and it looks to be paying off pretty nicely so far. We've got Four Aces Presents, A Monet 28, Blue Sky 69, Building 7, Guest 7723, Lady Slugga, and Tracy Gamore joining us here in the first hour. We've been talking about Dancing with the Stars, which technically for us here on the West Coast is coming down to the wire here. They're getting ready to eliminate people. And so that's exciting. Anyways, maybe while they're doing that, we'll do this and be right back.
Get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants and names. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants and names. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. Just like there's a day when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since is down and bullets and bombs running when we hit a little poison for the system. Pirate girls and moms, sticks and stones and bullets and bombs running when we hit a little poison for the system. That's all they wanna do is add up and take money. All they wanna do is
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
This is the Maybach here with you on Disorderly Conduct. The Dancing with the Stars contestants are doing a spontaneous dance right now. Kelly, you want to tell us what they're doing right now?
It's called the Instant Dance. They have one song. It was Pink's Raise Your Glass. And now Kyle and Lacey went. Now it's Derek and Jennifer. Kyle was badass, man. Lacey sold that dance. She is a bomb-ass dancer. You know, props to her being, like, the only female, the only female pro for, you know, in the finals and the semifinals. So, major, major love for her. And it's okay. I mean, Jennifer's now doing her thing. I don't know. They're going to give her tens.
She's playing to the crowd, doing the judges table incorporated into the dance. I don't know. Kind of
there you go, there's
Crystal. Here comes Crystal the Pistol. Oh, yeah, I like that outfit she's got, that hot red.
Really? That's gross.
Outfit. Yeah, sinful. It doesn't show up very well on video. In fact, it's terrible for video. Like, it's a nightmare. Actually, reds traditionally are nightmares for video, but I like how the tassels swing on her. I enjoy that.
It makes her look fat.
She's big girl. Who cares? What do you? You should be liberated by this girl. She is bringing.
What are they doing? They're like something on the screen. Oh my god.
What are you talking about? She's doing great. Oh my gosh, she never used to do that. Like move her hips like that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, she's kind of. She's gotten so much better. Oh yeah, look at her work those hips. Yeah, go baby. Nice. Yeah, that was great. I mean, she's, really, Kyle and what's her name? I think the best chemistry, I think from the beginning, they kind of like hit it off and were just kind of on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, Lacey's a badass dancer. Lacey came from Do You Think You Can Dance? So.
And it's interesting, she's called Lacey, and her dress, her outfit tonight is all lace.
I like really like her outfit.
Full body lace outfit. Jennifer Grey. Yeah, it was obvious Jennifer Grey was going to win that from the get go. I'm not really surprised at all. Is Callie naked? Callie, are you, Building 7 was smelled you're naked?
No.
You had to check though, so she could be like partially naked.
No, I'm not. It's cold right now. You know how cold it is
right
now?
Basically,
for California, it's 43 degrees out with a wind chill, really, really cold. The wind is 6 miles per hour. It is supposed to be tomorrow 24 degrees. As in California, we don't fucking deal with that shit. Like, 43 is cold for us. Now, 24, oh, hell no. Okay? No. Again, what is up with this weird weather? This summer, we had humidity. Like, I live in California again. I like to stress, I live in California. I don't live in the South. I don't need no humidity. I don't need no coldness. I live in the valley. I need no snow. I go to the snow and snowboard, then I come home. You know, go to Tahoe, see the snow, then come home. Yeah, you know, really. But, you know. Kyle got a 10, which I honestly agree that he deserved a 10 because that was a really, really good dance. Lacey, like, outperformed every person. But I can tell that Lacey could be a bitch. Wait. 10. Oh, 9. Okay, Bruno's 10 now to everybody.
You got a 28. Wow.
That should be hilarious if someone gives Bristol a 10.
Bristol get eights. Bristol's going to get eights. Straight across eights. I've not watched this yet, so I don't know.
What are you snacking on?
Well, Callie.
9!
Yes.
Oh! 9.
9, wow. 9. 27. I'm snacking on Philippine brand dried mangoes.
Nice.
They're Philippines' famous dried mangoes.
Nice.
I love mangoes. Anything mango, like Trader Joe's, they sell these mango chunks, frozen mango chunks. I like eating those. Mm-hmm. Let them, like, defrost just a little bit and then eat them. It's great.
I love cranberries, dried cranberries, and dried bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, some apricots.
That sounds good right now. Apricots? Anywho. I need something to wash that down. I'm going to get some water. I'll be right back. It's going to be 22 degrees where Callie's at. It's just another day.
In California.
That's right. And here's Too Short. I'll be right back.
One day in back. breath, smoking on some serious dank. Grab my keys off the table in a big old bank. I hit Interstate 80 and I'm rolling. Joint still burning and I'm smoking. I was on my way to San Jose to the stereo shop to make my music play. This one amp shut down and the bass ain't playing. Didn't take long for Joel and James to have me slumping. So I call up Boo. What's up, nigga? What you about to do? He said, kick it back, just waiting on the fellas. About to go see them jealous. I say this shit sounds good to me. I can't go, though. Gotta hit Myrtle Street. Past the acorns on my way, bitch. It's just another day. Every day in the motherfucking old town. Just another motherfucking day for short, dog. You know what I'm saying? Roll up to the studio. Lay down some funky beats. Some of that old English, smoke some fat ones, fuck with my partner. Big Banks came through and started mixing, sitting in the studio, kick back listening to some funky ass shit from the Dangerous Crew. Davey D came through with F and Blue, Shorty B rolled up smoking fat ones, Pee Wee had a crew in the back room, Goldie had the trap giving head breaking off, rapping around that diddly dog, Twin 1 and 2 were telling stories. Pop beating down niggas for the glory. Had to catch a plane that night and roll out of town. Everybody getting high, trying hard to clown. I had to go shopping before it's time to leave. I dipped to the mall, flipped me some jeans. Rolled on out like a player. Hot ass day, bitches everywhere. I'm leaning hard to the left like a big shot. Checking out the hoes, seeing who is getting knocked. Cause when you fuck with shorts, you get fucked quick. I run some drama on your ass to make you suck dick. Ride through the old thing, beaming it slow. Five niggas on the phone drive crazy, trying to tear up shit. It's just another day in Oakland, D.I. Yeah, them niggas from East Oakland be driving crazier than a motherfucker, man. Niggas over there on 84, Beamer, niggas always talking about us. Just how we drive on the phone, man, you know. Doing donuts and shit, running all up on the curb, breaking up new cars and shit, nigga. Really don't know, that's some Oakland shit, bitch. It was me, Jock, Beamer, and T-Lo. Boop, kicky, flow, motion, and P.O. Spud, Juju, Frog, and Big E. Getting high on Oral Street. Bub, Joe, Ray, CC, and Mark. Rolling both deep from Sobrani Park. Howard came through from the B-Town. Motherfuckers getting high, it's going down. It's the same every day, every day it's the same. But that night we hit the hoop game. Who was playing? Seattle versus Golden State. Hollered at the homeboy, Gary Payton. After the game, we went to his house. NBA jams, turned us out. Niggas talking loud, slamming bones. Any kind of way to get your gamble on. Bet, all you kept hearing was bet. Dice game on the pool table, fuck that shit. I ain't going out of town broke. I gotta have a bank and some tank to smoke. Think I'm gambling? You must be insane. It started getting late, I had to catch that plane. So I got to the airport. Just another day for too short. Yeah, I did that kind of shit, you know. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing, little bitch. Choked off in the motherfucking house. Kicking it with QD3 on the LA scene. Ain't no thing, baby, cause we coming up in the game, that's how we do it. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was high as fuck on the airplane. Thinking to myself about street game. How a black man will do you in a minute. Walk around the corner, see some shit and get in. How the police always trying to catch ya. Fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass niggas from the 5th and the 3rd. Take your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsta, same old scene. Yelling at 7th at 9th Ward. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Edgard Posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me. I did a show in Birmingham, Alabama. They caught an airplane to Atlanta. I heard about the motherfucking freak nick. Pop that pussy hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my pockets from the O flew up. And they was playing that dunky stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back talking about we ain't leaving, bitch. We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know, I guess I'll get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know, F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna
little girl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen, North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day. Bitch.
Call 347-826-7666. That should be the number. 347-826-7666.
Yeah.
Should play some Slayer. So, how's it going, Callie? Talk to me, baby.
It's going good. I am about to depart from you. Another 7 more minutes. Because I get to go to class tomorrow, sadly. But, yeah.
I appreciate you joining me for the first hour. You basically were my co-host for the first hour. I really appreciate it.
No problem, no problem.
That's it. Dancing with the Stars coverage is done.
I know. I'm out of a job until next season.
Yeah, it was a great season this year. Thanks for reporting from the field. We really appreciate the timely insider information that you were able to provide every week. It was great.
I try. I don't know if I'm that good, but, you know, reporting live from L.A. every week, you know, it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Thank you. Very nice.
I want to thank everybody in the chat room. AIM on A28, Beneath Everything, Easy Rider, Lady Slugga, and Sharp Team Radio. Big up to my co-host for the first hour, your girl Callie. Tell the folks out there where they can find you and what they can find you doing on the internet.
Well, you can come stalk me on Twitter at twitter.com/YOURGG Callie, and I spell Callie K-A-L-I. That's my Twitter. I update you on random things going on in the 209, the Valley, Fresno, Sacramento, the Bay Area. Facebook, if you want to get interactive with me and chat with me, more than 140 characters, it's facebook.com/yourgirlcallie. Anything Your Girl Callie is basically me. I have a Blog Talk Radio site, which I'm currently not doing any shows right now because I'm swamped with school and work. But definitely there's old shows that you can listen to. We go through a bunch of different topics from unsigned artists, from, God, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, if you want to check me out, it's Your Girl Callie, Blog Talk Radio. Check me out. That's pretty much it. Just doing my radio podcasting thing. Just simple, easy. But
there it is.
There it is. I do want to say.
Go ahead.
I just want to say happy Thanksgiving, Vince, and a happy Thanksgiving to Ronnie and everyone out there.
Right back at you, sister. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Now,
hope you have a safe and happy holiday season.
Definitely. We have 4 minutes, and we're going to find out who, well, obviously East Coast Feed has already went through, but West Coast Feed, it has 4 more minutes of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, they haven't announced it yet. It's been muted. I have my TV muted. I thought they already. It looked like they were hugging and they were congratulating everybody. Oh, they're saying goodbye to Bristol is what they were doing.
Yeah,
huh?
They're saying. Yeah.
I totally changed the channel. All right, I gotta go back to that. Gosh, I thought we were done with Dancing with the Stars. God damn it, it's technically still going on. Oh, here we go. This is the very end right here.
Oh, look, she's all excited. Everyone knew.
There it is, Jennifer. She gets the crystal ball.
Good for her.
She's going to cry.
She earned it. Oh, God, she knew she was going to compete. Don't give me that bull crap. She knew exactly what she was doing. She's an actor. She knows how to dramatize things. That's what she did for a living. You people know what I'm talking about. Sharp Team Radio knows what I'm talking about. Sharp Team Radio is also a.k.a. The Gingerbread Man, if I'm not mistaken. Friend of the show. Good to see you in there, bro. So, yeah, good for Jennifer Gray. La Crush. Lady Sluggas. Oh, La Crush. I was at La Crush, the show earlier myself. I checked that out. I think I checked out. If any of you people have had shows, I've at least stopped in for a second over the past couple of days. But there you go, Jennifer Gray. Are you satisfied now, Callie, that Jennifer Gray won?
No, because I don't know. I wanted Lacey to win.
You wanted Brandy.
Like I really don't give. I don't care about Brandy. But, you know, honestly, today I wanted Bristol to win just to piss off everybody. I think that would have been beautiful if she won. Like, that would piss off everybody.
Oh, my God, it'd be Armageddon. I think Twitter would probably explode. Twitter would explode.
Yeah.
It'd be like Twitter Armageddon. Twitter Gemmon, whatever, how you ever say that.
I think that shit would have been hilarious if she won. But I love how Mark is there to congratulate what's his name? I'm going to call him David.
Derek. They're like BFFs, so that's good.
I didn't get that last part, Callie. You sounded like you were underwater.
Oh, I love how
look at
Mark...
Jennifer Grey, like, at the are you watching Jennifer Grey right now?
Yeah.
She's like hoochie mama and being a hoochie mama to the camera. She's such an act. She's such an act, I swear to God.
She's like, take that, Bristol Palin and Sarah Palin.
Yeah, she acts all like, oh, I'm worn down. I don't know. I have injuries. I don't think I'm brittle. I can't make it. I don't think I can do it. And then she wins, and she's all like hoochie mama'd out at the end, going, yeah, check that out, bitch. What is that?
Yeah. Well, Vince, it is time for me to go. My duties as your Dancing with the Stars correspondent are over until next season, but we still can talk on Twitter and Facebook. I'll definitely pop in, you know, here and there update you on some news.
Yeah, you're our entertainment correspondent. I'm sure there'll be something that'll pop up that you'll inform us about, especially if anything there's if I'm ever on and you have some breaking news report and you want to break it on this program that I happen to be on, be my guest.
I will definitely do
that. Go to the top of the queue, honey. Yeah, appreciate your reporting, and we will we'll talk to you again soon. And you do from time to time do shows, so definitely keep us up to date when your shows are, and I will try to help get the word out. And if you know far enough in advance, come on this show and tell us when you're going to do a show, because I know you do that.
I will. And you have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Don't eat too much turkey. Bye, guys.
There you go, your girl, Callie. Our chief entertainment correspondent, and also our senior Dancing with the Stars correspondent. We're taking your calls for the next hour here. We're going to just move right into the second hour here. 347-826-7667. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and from the 412.
What up there, Vincy? What
hey,
up, Vince?
Who's this?
Easy. How easy they forget.
Oh,
what's
hey,
up?
Easy. No, I didn't.
Up,
I didn't. I could barely tell who you were for a second.
You might need
there.
A little bit of that Ginkgo Kaloba or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, something like that.
That what is it? That brain stuff. I've been taking some stuff like that, trying to get my mind a little bit more sharper, you know. I don't know if it's working.
So what do you got going on there, Easy?
Well, let's see now. So I just got done watching Sons of Anarchy. That was fucking great. You watch Sons of Anarchy?
No. But
man.
I did happen to be one time when I was in L.A., I happened to come across their set while they were filming in Los Angeles, which is kind of cool.
Cool.
I don't even know who it was that I saw filming, but it looked pretty intense.
Yeah, man.
It seems to have a cult following. You're a big fan, I take it.
Great, great show out there, I'll tell you. One of the best on TV this year, I'd have to say. This is the second season, and I can see this going far. The only way this show would get canceled, if, like, a couple of the main players don't want to renew their contract or something. Unbelievable acting. You know, it's real authentic biker stuff. You know, I've been into biking for a good 30 years now, and it's as authentic as I've seen it on the screen. So if anybody wants to watch it, I'll put a link in the chat room. I found a good site to watch TV on. They put it on like a half hour after the show is over, so you don't have to wait like a week, like on Hulu and stuff. So I got this site I'll put in the chat room that you can get any TV show within like an hour of it being over. So that's pretty cool. I've been catching up on like a lot of series and stuff. I started watching that Boardwalk one where that guy was on Sopranos, Steve Buscemi or something. He's in that one something Broadway. And Boardwalk, something with Boardwalk, it got to do with Atlantic City and the old gangster days with Lucky Luciano and all them. And that's a great one. That's on HBO. But like I said, this site will, you can watch like the whole season, you know, get caught up on everything. That's what's nice. You need to watch that Sons of Anarchy from the beginning, Vince. You'll like it. I know you like to do marathon things like that.
Yeah, I'd probably be willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat.
There's a lot
room.
Of things that I have sort of in my mental queue that I want to really see. I mean, if I was really aggressive with my Netflix like I used to be, I would certainly flag that. But that's good to know. I know it's got a staunch following.
Let me put that link.
And I'm looking for something new. Dancing with the Stars. I've got a gap in my. You know, there's no baseball anymore. There's no Dancing with
the
Stars.
They got the skating with the scar. Skating with the Stars starting, don't they? The ice skating.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not gonna hold my breath for that one.
Yeah, they're doing too much
we'll
of
see.
This skating. You're gonna start having sex with the Stars next.
Yeah, that actually, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad, huh? Let me put this in your chat room. Okay, now this is a safe site, people, I promise you. I'm not going to hit you up with a bad site here. Watch putting people's clicking on links in the on BTR, because you'll get a couple of people throw you a virus. You know what I mean, Vince?
Oh, I'm with you, brother.
I've seen it happen. I clicked on one time. Oh, my goodness, man. Every dirty, rotten, filthy pornography picture came on it. My computer went nuts. I'm telling you, man, it went crazy. Luckily, I knew to just hit the main power button and just shut it down, you know? But, yeah, they got me on there. But that's the link right there, Lady Slugger. That's an it's set for a movie or a TV show. Just hit TV, and you know you'll see the the bar at the top there. Hit TV, and this site also has all the movies, Vince, before they even come out. They're on here, full length, different movie players, so you don't get if it's not working on one. A lot of people when they play movies on the internet, you'll see it skipping and that all the time. You ever watch movies on the internet, Vince? Streaming movies?
Not a lot, but I do watch. I've watched Netflix streaming over the internet, and it's usually pretty good.
Yeah, well, you got to pay for it though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is all free stuff that I'm giving you, and it's better than Netflix. Netflix don't get the movies; they have to follow all the rules. This station here, I don't know what they're doing, but they, you know, you're able to get the movies before they come out at the cinema. You know, I've watched like Social Network. Heck, I watched that 2 weeks before it came here. So,
mm-hmm.
A lot of good movies.
You know who's the master of that? You know who's the master of that is Ronnie Recker, who's in the chat room, by the way. Ronnie's great at that. He usually watches the films. He doesn't even go to the theater. He does the movie review, but he usually just gets like a Chinese underground black market copy and watches that instead.
Well, what they do, Vinny, what they do is the Russians play a bigger role than the Chinese in this. The Russians are going crazy with it. So what they do is they will come out with the Russian edition first in Russian.
Thank you, very nice.
A day or two later, they'll come out with the English version. So the Russians have been going crazy with the pirating lately. And but like I said, there's a few good ones out there. Like, you know, you just gotta make sure you learn how to use. There's different players, you know, like different like players like Real Player and different stuff like that. You know, QuickTime. You gotta learn how to use them players on them movies. That's all.
Absolutely, that's a great point. We'll be right back.
Come and feel the door.
I'm lucky, a lot feeling shit. My stamina can take it. Nah, sick, super fit. Muscle in your gun clip. Bite, teeth, nose bleed. Tied up in the scarf piece.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
This is the Penny back here with you on Disorderly Conduct. We're launched off here into hour number two. My guest for this hour, Easy Rider. Easy,
yes, sir.
Do you have any shows coming up on BTR?
I'm probably going to do one next week for my Bid 66, my auction site. You know, I throw one of them up about once a month, twice a month. Talk about my site, you know. You been there, Vince?
No, why don't you paste that in the chat room so myself and the listeners can peruse that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, anybody ever wants to get on it, you know, you sign up, you get 10 free bids. And, you know, whenever you see me on the radio here, you know, hit me up and I'll give you guys free bids, you know. Here, I'm going to put my site in there, www.bid66.com. See, my site's kicking ass, Vince. Big time, kicking booty. There it is right there, man. Check it out, people. You get 10 free bids for signing up. And, you know, I always have promo codes and stuff. So if you see me on BTR, say, hey, Easy, hit me up, give me a promo code, and I'll give you a promo code worth like 10, 20 bids. So a lot of nice items on there. Check it out, Vince. Put it up, look at it. You'll like it. And we got stuff, big screen TVs that go for as little as a penny. I've had them go off at. Sounds pretty cool.
That sounds great.
You ever seen the penny auctions? I mean, they advertise a lot of them.
No. I have not familiar whatsoever.
You don't watch TV. You don't know what penny auctions are. How about football?
I watch TV.
Did you watch any football over the weekend?
I watch football. Regrettably, my Raiders did not perform this week.
I know. My Steelers beat your ass. I loved it.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. We are looking good.
The Raiders
man.
Got
You got to admit it now. Steelers are looking great. I think we're going to the Super Bowl again.
Last week they were. Well, hey, you could have said for the last 3 weeks the Raiders were looking great, and all of a sudden, look what happened to them.
It
seems like everybody was winning by a blowout lately. It seems like all games are just blowouts.
Yeah, they are, man. High-scoring games. What do you want? High-scoring games, huh, this year. A lot of passing. You know what it is? It's these new quarterbacks that are passing that football to try to get some fame. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You see, like, at the end of the game, you're seeing, hell, they were breaking records this year, 500-yard passing.
Absolutely.
What kind of phone are you on, Vince?
I'm not on a phone. I'm on Skype. Why do you ask?
It just seems like there's a time delay. It's okay. Nothing wrong with it. It just seems like there's a little time delay, like whenever I get done talking, you don't answer for, like, about 2 seconds.
Oh, no, that's not a time delay. That's just my personal delay.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's okay. Nothing wrong with it. Sounds good. Sounds real good for Skype. I'm impressed.
Good. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have another caller here. Let's go to the 814.
Hello? What the frig?
Hello?
Hello? Where'd
Hello?
He go?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I muted myself there. My bad.
Oh.
Slugga, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Doing fantastic, especially now that you're here.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice, honey. I hope you're doing well.
I am. I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited about tomorrow, I guess. I'm going back home.
What?
Huh?
Oh, really?
Yeah, my father's coming to pick me up tomorrow night. So, just for the holiday. I mean, I'm not leaving.
Excellent.
Are you ready for the holiday?
Nope.
No?
Nope, I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to go down, I'm going to visit my sister and her husband and their newborn, my newly born nephew, and my dad. We're all going to get together with them in Southern California, so that'll be exciting.
Well, that's great. California, though. Nice weather, huh?
So, I don't want to brag, honey. I really don't want to brag. But we got another caller here. I think this is my producer, Amy. Amy, is that you?
It's me.
Hello. It's like old times here. We got Lady Slugger and Amy here. Two of my favorite BTR princesses.
Oh, thank you.
Princess.
Yes, you're all
right. Only sometimes.
You know what I wanted to do? I was on this other I was trolling BTR hardcore today, and I came across this show called Donna Knows Best. Have you heard of Donna?
No, I don't know.
I'm not.
Well, if you go on BTR and you search for Donna Knows Best. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Easy Rider, you're muted. Let me unmute you. Easy Rider, you've heard of Donna, right?
Donna?
Donna Knows Best?
Donna Knows Best, no. Donna Knows Best, no.
Sorry.
What is it? What is it, a porn movie?
Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I wish. I was on her show today. She's amazing.
Hey, Lady Slugger, can you put that... Can you put that movie site in the chat room again, please? I lost it.
Yeah, I will in 1 second outside calling my cats.
I was doing that, and I didn't have the luck.
You guys got to listen to that. I'm gonna put a link to an archive. This is the show that I was on earlier, this episode. She had me take her top 10 male fantasy quiz. She listed, I don't know where she got this from, but it was the top 10 male and female fantasies. And it's pretty amazing. And I was so glad to be a featured part of that episode. Post this in here. Check that out, kids. After the show, there's a little treat for you.
One of those best, huh?
Oh, my God. Are you guys getting commercials on VCR, or is that just me?
What?
No.
I'm glad you have good weather, Vince, because it's 20 degrees where I am.
Wait, what's you? Pennsylvania, right? You're up here with me, PA.
Yeah, I'm in PA.
What part of PA, lady?
Center County, in the middle of Pittsburgh and Harrisburg.
Yeah, you're up there in the middle of the state there, yeah.
It is freezing.
Well, what football team do you root for, the Steelers or the Philadelphia Eagles? Hello, lady. Hello?
Lady Slugger, are you there? Let me check my... Yeah, she's on. Lady Slugger, are you there? She might have muted herself or... she might have a bad connection.
I didn't mute myself.
Oh. Were you just avoiding the question?
Fucker. No, I said I listen to... I don't, like, really watch sports, but I do wear a Phillies jacket.
So you're a Phillies fan, see? All right. Like Philadelphia. It's a Pennsylvania team.
The only sport that I really like watching is boxing. Is that even considered a sport?
Yeah.
I love boxing. I think it's hilarious. It's especially funny when you turn the volume down and do your own voices.
You like that mixed
martial arts
stuff?
So I took a sexual fantasy test with her. And I want to see if anybody on the panel wants to do the sexual fantasy quiz.
Yeah, well, you know me and Amy want to. Hold on one second, though. You're going to hear me call my cats one more time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll start with Amy. Amy, you want to take the sexual fantasy quiz?
Sure.
Looking for your brother.
All right. So where does your fantasy take place? Now, number one, where does your fantasy take place? There's four choices. Privacy of your own home, deserted island, at school, abandoned warehouse.
Hey, man.
Abandoned warehouse.
Number two, what are you wearing?
Nothing.
A, something cute and what? You said nothing?
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Do you want to say nothing? Because that's one of the choices.
Okay, well, let me hear them all first.
Lady Slugga, what are you doing? Are you calling your pussy over here?
Hey, pussy.
That's right, folks. Disorderly conduct. The show's just warming up here. We're doing sexual fantasy quizzes while
calling pussy.
Lady Slugga makes cat calls, literally. Okay, so I'm going to say your answer is nada, nude.
Damn it.
Okay, fine.
Number three, right. How far are you willing to go to please your partner? A, they are here for me. B, whatever it takes. C, I'm willing to get on my knees and beg. D, I'm willing to be taught a dirty lesson.
The last two.
Well, it's one or the other. I'm willing to get on my knees and beg. Or
okay,
I'm willing to be taught a dirty lesson.
Let's see.
You want the net? Let's see. Okay.
Whatever
okay,
it takes to please
your...
them.
Okay, number four. What's your fantasy partner? Your boss, a friend, or her boyfriend? Teacher, high school sweetheart. or a cop?
Oh, boy.
A cop.
No.
Amy, what's your answer?
A cop.
Okay, a cop. Number five, would toys be involved?
Yes.
Most definitely? Most definitely, okay.
Only if they're waterproof.
Well, number six, what do you expect to get out of this? Unreal orgasms, pleasure in seeing how they beg, lose your virginity, or new experiences?
The last one.
New experiences.
Yeah.
What is the weather like? Is it perfectly sunny? Are there thunderstorms, rain, or is it pitch black?
Thunderstorms.
Number eight, do you plan on this happening more than once?
Yes.
The choices are nope, just one-time experience. Often, I will never give in to the normal boring sex. Or I can only take but so much. And the last one is I can never stop learning. I guess it's never stop.
Often.
Never stop learning. Be right. Yeah, never stop learning. I think it's right. What is your element of the zodiac? Earth, fire, water, or air?
Fire.
What's your current mood? Is it mad, depressed, excited, or horny?
Horny.
All right. Let's oh, my God, this is going to post to my profile? What? Okay, I'm going to post this to my Twitter, but this is your results that you can see on my Twitter. How retarded. Yeah. Okay, so you're following me on Twitter, right? Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thing that I just tweeted, check it out. Wait, I don't see the answer. Oh, okay, this is your sexual fantasy. It's a threesome. We had to go through all that to determine that your sexual fantasy is a threesome?
We could have figured that out, Vince.
I could have just told you.
Yeah, you know you want some girl-on-girl action with a little man on the side. Or is it that you want to be totally double-stuffed?
Yep.
Either way, sounds like an awesome fantasy. You went through all that just to get that outcome? So you want to be double
stuffed? That's lame. Huh? I was like expecting some in detail, like, you know.
Okay, that's gonna surprise some of my people on my Twitter feed, because when you tweet it, it just says check it out. People don't know what that means. Your sexual fantasy is a threesome.
That's fantastic.
Well, what's that quiz do, Vince? It goes threesome. If you're raunchy, it goes foursome. If you're really raunchy, it goes fivesome. Or does it have other outcomes?
Well, we're having a foursome. We're having a foursome right here, I think, technically, right? Four of us here.
I'm not ball flapping. Get them balls out of there.
What slapping, I'm sorry?
Flapping balls. I'm not flapping balls, Vince.
Thank you, very nice.
Mud slapping balls. I still didn't get all that, but don't worry. It's fine. You don't have to clarify. We'll leave it up to our imagination, I suppose. Yeah, so I got that off of what was that? It's a cool site. Oh, I already closed the thing. Let me open it here. It's a website called Testrific. Testrific.com. You just type in almost anything in there, and you'll find some sort of quiz or something. Hopefully something that's a little more exciting than what that entailed. That was quite a bit of work to get not much of a payoff.
Yeah.
Although
that was kind of a bummer.
I know. Although you did get a three-way out of that, though.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, which you like. Apparently double stuffed is the way you like it. So is that just a fantasy, or is that... Has it been a reality before?
It thus far has just been a fantasy.
So far, just a fantasy?
Yep.
Well, you know, some people have told me that if you close your eyes, you might think that you're being with several different lovers when you're with me.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's just what I hear from Grapevine.
I could see that.
Yeah, we should work something out sometime. I'm sure people will call my people.
Let's work on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so can you think of something else you'd like to take a quiz for?
What's Stevie's fantasy?
Is what?
Late night talk show hosts. Female.
Late night talk show hosts?
Right. Female.
Female. Oh, there's nothing. It doesn't result in anything.
My fantasies are too weird, man, you know. I can't even talk about them in public.
Well, Vince, you can direct them to my website for that.
Actually, Lacey, you're better than I am to plug that. Feel free to give us the lowdown.
Just it's kissentertainment.webs.com.
There you go. Use it, don't abuse it, people. I want to thank all the people who have stuck it out here. We have about 24 minutes to go here in the program. It's flown by yet again. I thank the folks for hanging out with me here in the second hour. Lady Slugga, Amy, and Easy Rider. Appreciate you folks being here. And also want to thank your girl, Callie, who was here earlier and was my co-host for the first hour. We talked Dancing with the Stars. It was a glorious final, and we chopped it up. So if you want to listen to our take on that, go back to the archives, check that out. We're going to keep going here with our panel in just a moment. If you want to join us, there's plenty of time. The number is 347-826-7667. If you're listening to us via the podcast or the archives, I encourage you to visit me on the internet at vincesvault.com. Also, you can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/VTOCCE, youtube.com/VTOCCE, and facebook.com/VTOCCE. And if you add me on Facebook, I'll make sure to add you to the Blog Talkers group that I started here on Facebook. I'm not a big Facebook fan, but I prefer Twitter. unfortunately, most of my good, dear friends are only functional on Facebook. And then I noticed that a lot of BTR hosts are on Facebook. So I decided to make a Facebook group, and now it's just exploded. I mean, I made it like, what, a week or two ago? And it's already up to like almost 70 people already. Almost all BTR hosts. Some of them just listeners or guests or contributors, but definitely find me on Facebook. I'll add you to the Blog Talkers group. And my panelists, I'll be back with them in just a moment. And if you want to join us, there's plenty of time. 347-826-7667. And I will be right back.
I don't want to cry no more. I don't want to feel this pain.
High rise terrorized hooligan hurts. Every day these are rehearsed. High rise terrorized hooligan hurts. Every day these are rehearsed.
News flash, me here and I die like it.
to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Conducts. 15 minutes left to take your calls. Back here with my panel for the second hour. It's been Easy Rider, Lady Slugga, and Amy, my producer. We're back here. Amy, my producer, who we know now as Three Way.
They make light bulbs too, don't they?
Okay.
Thank you, very nice.
Hey, Lady Slugger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to find out what sexual position you are?
Yeah, go ahead. Are you there?
Well, we don't have to. We don't have to if you don't want to. If it's too much, you just kind of like, yeah, go ahead. We're keeping you from something. It's all good. Hello? Is anybody there?
Yes.
Thank you. Very nice.
Oh, I'm here, man. Yeah, yay.
Okay,
that's kind of delay, Vince. That's like mixing people up, like when you got to talk. It's really affecting.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she's trying to talk to you, she's not hearing you right away. Dead air.
Oh, Lady Slugga. Her phone died. We lost Lady Slugga. So
my phone's
dropped her
to die
call.
Too.
Your phone's about to die too?
Yeah, and I'm in bed.
Oh, really? Oh, maybe you need to save that battery and I'll call you back and tuck you into bed. Or not.
I'm falling asleep already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just
get
happy
this party
that
going,
you
man. What
up.
The fuck, man? Everybody's falling asleep. Get it fucking rolling.
Sorry.
Make some noises or something. Fuck.
You gonna get fired up, Easy Rider?
Huh? Fuck. Fire that fucking dildo up.
Fire that dildo
oh
up?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Thank you. Very nice.
Fire something up here. Put a log on a fire.
All right. We'll fire something up. Be right back. We'll fire something up real quick.
Yeah.
And get fired up.
Time.
That's Telephone by the Black Angels.
Black Angels.
Speaking of telephone, we lost another phone call. That was that time. Both of our ladies are gone now.
They're dropping off like flies, man.
Yeah, both of their phones died, apparently. I don't know about you, but I have, first of all, I call it on the Skype, and when I'm not on Skype, I have my phone. My phone, the battery does die rather quickly, so I religiously carry my charger around with me, and it's handy-dandy, kids. You should look into it. Girls, it's even easier for them because they can just put it in their purse. It's like nothing. I mean, I walk around with this thing in my pocket, and it doesn't bother me. And chicks, like, let their phones just die. I don't get it, kids. I don't get it. But I want to thank you, Easy Rider, for hanging out with me in the second hour here.
No problem.
Did you want to pimp your website one more time before we go off the air here?
Yep. Everybody go to bid66.com. That's BID66.com. Get your Christmas gifts there for people. Get lucky. You got to play to win. 50 cents a bid. I told you, I've had people walk away with one bid. They got a big screen TV, and not just one of them. We've had several of them. Stuff ranged from like from zero to you know, whatever, you know, $10-$20 sometimes a nice gift will go for. But you know, the gifts are always worth way more than you know, you pay way less, you know, 80-90% on items. But you just got to get lucky, and you know, it's like a game you play. It's an endurance game, and you know, you gotta play it. Gotta check it out. Bid66.com.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Easy Rider. Appreciate you coming out tonight. Appreciate everybody for calling in. Lady Slugga, Amy, my producer, even though her connection went down, it was nice for her to hear from her and have her chime in. Also, my guest host for the first hour, your girl Callie. We wrapped up the Dancing with the Stars finale, and it was we concluded a full season of her reporting as our chief Dancing with the Stars correspondent. She's of course going to join us throughout as our entertainment correspondent. Look forward to reporting from her again soon. She's always a wonder and a pleasure to have on the program. I want to thank everybody for coming out for the early show. If you're just joining me now and you think I've got another hour to go, joke's on you. I had an early show today. I started an hour early, so I'm ending an hour early. Those of you on the podcast, this really doesn't affect you. The program is about as long as it normally is, 2 hours and maybe some change. But we are wrapping up early here. I appreciate everybody for coming through. I appreciate our sponsors, XXXBunker.com, your one-stop porn shop. I go there for all my pornography needs. Basically, I'm kind of a guy that I like the throwback. I'm kind of more partial to the stars. Like, there's certain starlets that I like to follow on the internet porn scene. And usually, without fail, if I just throw their name into the search engine there on XXXBunker.com, I am able to find a vast range of videos that I've never even knew existed. So check that out, folks. Big ups, big kudos to them, our sponsors. And thanks again to all my listeners, live listeners, and podcast/archive listeners. Appreciate your support, and hopefully you can all, if you do just listen to the show as a podcast subscriber, one of these times try to catch me live. It's fun to have people on. It's usually a different cast of characters every night. I appreciate that. It's usually fresh and different. We have some reoccurring guests that come through, but for the most part, it's a good time. We try to keep it fresh and different here. It's me, my one man show here. But It couldn't be what it is without you, the listener, and the caller. Your call is 347-826-7667 is the number. You got 5 minutes, but I'm not taking calls. If you really want to call in and ask me something, you got 5 minutes to do it, but I'm pretty much done here. Going to sign off. Want to remind folks, if you want to catch me on the internet, I'm on. Right now, I'm streaming live on Livestream at livestream.com/VTOCCE. I'm also on Twitter at twitter.com/VTOCCE. I'm also on Facebook.com. It's facebook.com/VTOCCE. YouTube.com/VTOCCE. Check out my blog. It's Phantom Donut. It's Phantom. It's PH. Phantom Donut. Blogspot.com. That's phantomdonut.blogspot.com. And there you have it, folks. Catch me probably again around this time tomorrow. I do the 10 p.m. I did the 10 p.m. show tonight. I might do it again tomorrow. I'm not too sure. I'll either be on at 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. But I'm out of here. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Until then, this is Vincent the Bass signing off. This has been Disorderly Conduct.
Take it down a bit. People tell me back.